This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, it is finally, it's December. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that happened.
Rapidly?
Yeah. Someone was trying to explain to me there was an extra week between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. I don't feel that way.
Well, it's because it happened a little earlier.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, it still feels
I think
that here we are in December. It's a little bit cooler out there, but still plenty of real estate to be done. And as of lately, not a lot of white stuff covering the ground. So I'm just okay with that because we can take great pictures still.
Yeah.
Well, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity property. Mm-hmm. This week from mansionglobal.com. I tell you what, we can't get her out of the news. And it's even in real estate news right now, too. And so for all of our Swifties out there, I know how many there are, our Taylor Swift fans, she's back in the news again with a listing. But this is not one that she owns, but this is the townhouse that she took all of her pictures for her album cover for her famous 1989 album. Hmm. Now, I know you know all about this, John McKay.
I'm drawing a blank.
So it's on the market for $3.7 million. It's in Flatiron, New York City, and that's kind of the district where the famous Triangle building is. Okay. Down there. And so, but whoever bought the property, since it was used back then, so it was kind of crazy when you went back and looked at the history of it. So when she took the pictures there, it was owned by a film director. Then it went to Sarah Johnson, who's the daughter of a billionaire financing, and the gentleman that owns the San Francisco Giants.
Mm.
She bought the apartment, but then bought the one next door and combined two of them together, which they'll do in New York a lot. And into that, you end up with an amazing 3,000 square foot, three bedroom, two full baths.
Wow.
But however, McKay, we've done a lot of these on the show. Maybe I'm just getting jaded by the numbers, but I actually thought $3.7 million for New York for most of the ones we do, not too bad on that one.
Yeah.
Well, we have to get back to reality.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw in the news that she bought a $40 million jet last week because she needed more private space with her new boyfriend Kelsey. So good for her. Apparently that sold out tour did okay.
Yeah, well, when she's not making him drop passes and stuff. When it comes to tight ends in the NFL, I'm a George Kittle guy.
Okay, I knew
Kittle the caveman. Kelsey's too much like a pole dancer.
I knew I could bait you into a good football comment, McKay. I knew I could with that one. Well, we better get back to the real estate market. I'm super excited today because I always enjoy when we get people on the show that know way more about the topic than I do. And so when it comes to what's going on in the real estate world, lending over the course of the past year has been such a huge part of that. So we have got back in the studio with us. We haven't had him in here in a number of months, five or six months, I think. We've got Mr. Mike Denslow with CMG Home Loans. Mike, how are you?
Glad to be back.
Good. Yeah. Well, it's great to have your knowledge and get you in here and talk a little bit about what's going in the going on in the market. So for listeners that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, like how long in the lending business, Tri-Cities background.
Oh, yeah. Born and raised Tri-Cities, Pasco High, you know, all that kind of stuff. And been in lending almost 19 years now. Was with a big company there for a while and then helped start Home Street Bank here. And then we got bought out by Home Bridge. And then we got bought out by CMG Home Loans earlier this year. Just hey, keep doing good things. People keep wanting to buy us.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So that's one reason why I love having you come on the show and talk to us a little bit about lending, because coming on, you know, 19, 20 years, you've, you know, been through a lot of different market cycles. You saw what things did in 08, 09, and then kind of the return of the market, and then seemingly back to a more normalized market. But to say that there hasn't been like a wild ride with rate increases would be absolutely insane not to say that, because mm-hmm. it changed so dramatically, so fast. How did loan programs on your side of the table kind of adjust to deal with that in the industry?
Well, the people, it's good that CMG is unique in that they like to come up with different programs all the time. They're not just using the government programs. We have one that's called Home Fund It that is amazing, and it helps people who are young save money. You could list your Home Fund It page on a wedding registry, and rather than getting china and stuff that you'd almost never use, you could accept gifts from non-family members to help towards down payment. I mean, there's just markets like this force innovation, and that's one. It's called Home Fund It. It's one to remember if you have a child or a grandchild, or you yourself are thinking about buying, but maybe in 6 months or a year or 2 years or something like that. If you have a kid in college, and why not start that account? Because you can even use, if somebody goes to, you know, buys a lot online from Target or Home Depot or in any of those type places, there's hundreds of companies where you can put in a code, and then a certain amount of, it's like kind of like airline miles, a certain amount of that purchase can go towards this home funded account, which then you could use for your down payment on a house. So, I mean, there's a lot of cool things like that out there. But you're talking in general what's happened. So rates, you know, more than doubled. And they got up close to 8% for a Fannie Mae conventional 30-year fixed. And less people could afford a house. And a lot of people, as you know, were sitting in a house that with a 3% rate that they have the money and they want to buy the next house, but that move-up buyer is being held up because they really like the payment they have right now.
Absolutely. And still, like, I'm still scratching my head a little bit because I literally have Mike on the show, you know, to talk about things I know that are going on in the industry. And this is the first that I'm hearing about this Home Fund It program. Like, I'm still kind of baffled by what you said.
Yeah.
Because I, until just now on the air, have not heard of that. And like, I have all these things going through my brain about how I can set this up for my kids and what that would look like. So, okay, yeah. Off air, we're going to talk more about that.
Well, we had a class for it, and David from your office came, and so
good, you know, glad to know that yeah. somebody there was up on that. So that's incredible. But yeah, I like what you said there, and that is a challenge in the market, to where a move-up buyer like that, generally, you know, we would have somebody, let's say just a typical scenario, they might have moved into a house with their, you know, significant other, and then the family grows, they have a kid or something.
And another,
you
know, one on the way.
Another, and then normally in that situation, we would see somebody look around, or maybe the in-laws come, or they have to take care of a sick relative. And people would say like, okay, now what we're going to do is move from our $400,000 house to our $600,000 and get some more room. And they go and they look at those payments and they look at that rate and they said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have to stick it out where I'm at and not make that move now unless there's another way to do it.
Well, and the scenario that we've seen is, let's say 3 years ago, somebody bought a $275,000 house, and guess what happened? Values went up. You know, right?
Yes,
the last
yes.
couple of years they went up, and now maybe the house is worth 350, 375. And hey, I've got all this equity and I want to take this equity and buy my next house, just like you said. but there's the payment hesitancy. And it's not, I mean, we still have people buying houses. I mean, even with rates above 7%, now they've come down from the high, the highest point that they've been in the last 20 years. They've definitely come down in the last 30 days.
Yep, for sure. I've seen that.
But yeah, it's hard to justify. So those people, we're running a lot of numbers for people.
So the people are educated.
Yeah, they're like, okay, if, they had a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and they had a child, and they've got another one on the way, and now I want to go up to 450 or 500, and, you show them that payment, and it's tough. It went up faster than inflation.
that's crazy for sure. Well, another question for you. You kind of touched on it. I saw it in the news earlier in the week. So they announced earlier in the week that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were increasing loan limits to $766,000, like 550 and some change, 550 in 2024. What does that mean in your industry? What's that in? Put that in layman's terms for us.
Well, you have VA loans, FHA loans, and you have conventional loans. And then there's the conforming limit for the conventional loans. So you have, if you've heard Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, those are the government agencies behind regular conventional loans. So this means that if you come to us and we pull your credit and we run your, it's called the decision, we run you through our software, we pull your credit and this is how much money you make and this is how much money you have, can you buy this more expensive home than you had last time? When you take it through there, that is very easy for a mortgage company to look at that scenario and say you can do that or not. Okay, and you can do as little as 3% down, 5% to as much as you want down on that type of loan. So if that loan limit is up to $766,000, that means if you bought $1 million house and put 25% down, that would still be a conventional loan that mortgage companies do all day long.
Gotcha.
And the software essentially renders the decision that, hey, this is doable or not. If you bought a more expensive house and your loan ended up being $800,000 or above, that's typically a jumbo loan. And the rules for the jumbo loan is whatever entity. So there's banks, there's trusts, there's all these different companies that do jumbo loans, and it's whatever their rules are. It's okay. Not an automated process. It's more of a paper process.
So as home values increase, you see these agencies increase these rates of loans to kind of be reflective of the market.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Jumbo.
That's a jumbo. That's the word. Next.
Yep.
Okay.
The right McKay? Isn't that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds right? Okay.
Well, Mike, I've got another question for you. I don't prepare Mike for these questions.
Yeah,
I just kind of shock him with these. But I look at your business, and I think people out there sometimes don't realize. I think it's always good for people to see other professionals and other businesses and how they work. And sometimes I don't think people realize the effect of that. But if I'm correct in my assumptions, and I know I am, I'm being a little facetious, but in the past, like, you will refinance people's homes. Like, if they have a high rate, you'll help them refinance to a lower rate.
Yes.
So I imagine that is a portion of your income in your business.
Correct.
So when you are a lender and you're going along and then all of a sudden in 1 year, the rates double, I don't imagine you're doing many refinances.
Correct.
And so then, like, your business, like half your business, and I'm just using a number. I know it's not half, but all of the sudden, then half your business goes away. Like, what do you do as a lender? Now, I've seen some have crawling under rocks and holes and they've never come out again. But, like, you're still here doing loans.
Absolutely.
How does that work, or how do you manage something like that?
In the lending world, the relationships are with home buyers, real estate agents, builders, those kind of things. And so your own book of business that you grow over time, those people are still going to be coming back to you if you did a good job, right?
Gotcha, yep.
And you've got relationships with builders, which we do, and real estate agents that like what we do, and we communicate and we close on time and we educate our clients and all these things. So we're not just a rate.
Gotcha.
And there are places out there, a lot of people online are just want to push this amazing rate out to you, but then there's more costs and all this other stuff. You can't get a hold of them, and they don't, they're reputationally not as good. So when refinances go away, then that just means we're focusing on our purchase and our new construction and all that. But I had two refinances last week. Some people needed to take money out to consolidate debt, and the amount of money that they needed to take out was considerable enough that a home equity line of credit didn't make sense.
Okay.
And they didn't owe that much money on their house. So even though they had a great rate, that, you know, it was only on like $30,000.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And so if they would have taken out a home equity line of credit, or they take out a loan, it didn't really make a difference. And in our case, we could actually do a rate less than a home equity line of credit.
Excellent.
And so we paid off some debt and freed up some money so they could buy some land.
Okay.
Because they wanted to buy land free and clear. So then their next house they were going to build on, they started with owning the land outright.
Okay. So that, you know, that makes sense. And that's good to hear that there's still situations like that happening. But I do understand it's nice when somebody has, you know, a good track record, knowledge of the community, knowledge of the products, that you can deal with those ups and downs, because I know there's a lot of people that can't. In fact, we saw earlier in the year, you know, some locally, but even on a national level, massive layoffs and downsizing in some of those big loan companies. So,
well, it's that
makes sense.
If you focus is on having the lowest price, I mean, you're not going to be around that long.
You're not. that makes a whole lot of sense. Well, on that note, we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll hit you up with a pick three and a few more questions for our lending guest, Mike Denslow with CMG Home Loans.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house in the middle of our street.
Back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking all things lending with Mr. Mike Denslow from CMG Home Loans. We're going to grill him with a few more questions about what goes on in the market and what that looks like. Before we do, though, because we always, when we have a great guest, I always run out of time and run long. So I'm going to get my pick three in here on some properties that are available right now. We had a new marquee, fantastic listing hit the market this week, 3702 West 42nd in Kennewick. This is nestled right in the heart of Canyon Lakes Golf Community. It is a 5-bedroom, 4-bath Rambler with a basement that really kind of epitomizes luxury. So almost 5,000 square foot home in Canyon Lakes. Wow. The chef of the family is going to love gourmet kitchen, stainless steel appliances, gas range with a hood, breakfast bar, 10-foot prep island. And then it has a main level primary suite, balcony access, built-in armoire, walk-in closet, basically your own spa in this bathroom. Absolutely fantastic property. Sport court outside.
Ooh.
And a heated in-ground pool. And that's coming on the market at $899,900.
Hey, McKay, I'll run numbers for you after the show.
So, I saw your eyes light up with the heated
in-ground
pool. And sport court, yes. Pick number two, 610 Lago Vista in Richland. Amazing views from this Westcliff home. 4-bedroom, 4-bath, 4,000 square feet. Step inside, tile entry, formal dining room, office that is a private work retreat, wired for surround sound, professionally installed Hunter Douglas blinds throughout the house. Again, another gourmet kitchen that is absolutely incredible. Granite counters, 2 ovens, decor professional gas range, charming dining nook. Main level master is huge in this home as well. And that one is coming in at $875,000.
I expected a one.
Yeah, no.
This to start one, that one.
There are some around the corner from this that are in that one range, 1.1 range. And I tell you what, this is the deal of that neighborhood for sure right now. And then pick number three, I'm going to take you out to Grandview. If you've thought about just having that country private property, 2701 Wilson Highway. This is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath country home on 5 acres, fully fenced and fully irrigated land, 3424 square feet, new roof, beautiful hardwood floors throughout, vaulted ceilings, just give it a really large feel. You go outside, fully fenced property. You've got fruit trees, massive garden and grass hay field. For your animal enthusiasts, it's set up for horses, goats, and a chicken coop. Detached 2-bay shop, lots of parking, workshop space, mature shade trees throughout. Great, great property that gives you that private country feel, but still close to amenities. And that's coming in on 5 acres irrigated at $530,000.
Oh, wow. So, when you read these off, I know McKay and I are always kind of calculating in our head, okay, how much is that going to be?
How much is that going to be? But that is, you go a little bit outside of town towards Grandview there, you get a little bit more bang for your buck on some of those properties.
3,400 square foot with 5 acres.
Yeah.
Fenced. Everything.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, folks, we've been talking with, we've got Mike Denslow in here with CMG Home Loans. And Mike, in our industry, and this, I mean, this really comes up, you know, with you. We talked a little bit about less refinance business and what that looks like when rates are going up. But the opposite coin of that that you hear in my industry is, you know, there's a saying that agents and professionals use, and they call it right now, as there's more inventory and more choices for home buyers, you might hear somebody in the news or media say, marry the house, date the rate.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so what that's saying is basically, if the purchase price is correct, there's finally inventory, you can get a good deal on price-wise, pull the trigger on that house, and then refinance if rates come down in the future. Do you hear people talking about this on your side of the fence?
Every day of the week. Okay. Absolutely. Because you know as well as I do, we don't have to go back in the past, but maybe a year and a half?
Yeah.
2 years tops? And what was the market like then? You had to overpay. You had to waive inspections, you had to waive the appraisal, you had to do all these extra things to even win a house.
Yep.
Right now, hey, it is a great time to buy a house because you're not fighting as many people to get that house. And a lot of builders are offering incentives on closing costs. I mean, this, if you can afford it, that, I mean, that's the big thing. You don't want somebody to buy a house now that they can't afford, you know, can't afford the payment. But if you can afford it, you buy now, and then in a year or two, when rates do come down, it's going to go right back, because all of these buyers, the move-up buyers we were talking about early in the show, guess what? As soon as rates come down to in the low sixes, into the fives, they're going to finally go, oh my gosh, we've been bursting at the seams at our house. We want to go buy that next house. Them and thousands of other people. Yeah. And yeah. Our reasonable numbers for inventory that you and I talked about years ago that we were always under, and then it really got crazy, like a month's worth of inventory was right out there. That's going to turn around and go away again, and you're going to be back into paying over price, over asking price for the house. So yeah, if you can get in, and I did not set this up, that Lance brought this up, but we have a program called Rate Rebound, that if you buy a house with us, that in the next 5 years, you can refinance with no lender fees and a $1,000 credit towards title, escrow, and recording.
You just beat me to my next question. Okay, because that's what a lot of people say. It's like, well, I don't want to pay all those fees again to refinance later.
Yeah. So waiving lender fees, appraisal, all that, and then $1,000 credit towards title, escrow, and recording. And so you're going to be able to refinance for, you know, not very much money.
Okay.
Almost free, you know.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And you can do that multiple times. So if you buy a house and your rate 7%, and then it needs to drop at least 0.5%, and let's say it falls to 6.25%. Hey, Mike, I want to refinance again. Okay, boom. another 2 years go by and rates are at 5.5. Oh, hey, I want to refinance again. Okay. Boom.
Boy, and that's really smart from a, I mean, I see the opposite side of that coin as a business owner from CMG nationally to say, like, they're going to keep that client.
Yeah.
Like, that client's not going to refinance then with somebody else and then go with somebody else. Okay, Mike, you're like one of the straightest shooters that I deal with in the industry. So I've got another question for you that people ask me all the time, and it's really popular right now.
I wish I knew what it was.
Okay, I did not prepare you for this, but you've helped a number of our clients, and you're a great advisor. What you see right now happening a lot of times is people drive around, there's sandwich boards out in front of new construction. A lot of people are looking at new construction homes because, as we talked about before the break, nobody is selling their resale home that's 4 or 5 years old that has a 3% mortgage. They're just not coming on the market. So a lot of our buyers are looking at new construction. But in front of some of these new construction signs, houses and stuff, we will see, maybe it's a national home builder or something, we will see sandwich boards that say, buy this house and your interest rate will be 5.5%. And everybody knows the rates are generally 6 or 7. So what is going on there? Is that a deal? Might there be a deal there? Is it like, what's happening in that situation?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
And maybe there's lots of different scenarios that could be happening, but in general, what are some of the things that might be going on?
There are so many rules around that kind of thing that builders and whoever would promote that has to be very, very careful. I would say that it's tough to do anything like that because rates change every day.
Yeah.
But what they're probably advertising is as low as X rate because they're doing a builder incentive towards the buyer's closing costs.
Okay. That
and then
sense.
They've done the math to say, okay, rates are at 7 or whatever. And this is how much it costs to get it all the way down to 5.5%. And so they're trying to, you know, catch your eye with a rate that, you know, doesn't make sense anymore. Like, wait a minute, who's doing 5.5? I thought rates were 7+. Yeah,
right, exactly.
You know, and you get in and you have a conversation and, you know, it generates traffic.
Okay, and it does because 3 people called me about it last week. so I do see that situation. But you're right, there's a couple things going on there where they either have a national lender that they're working with that offers a buy down or the builder's kicking in money to make the rate lower.
Yeah.
Okay, that totally makes sense. Now, if people see that and have questions, does it offend you when they call you and say,
no,
Mike, I saw this at this rate. Can you check and see what it would be with you?
What could you guys do? Yeah, we get that all the time because a lot of times people go out and the builder, because we have a lot of builder relationships and it goes back to reputation, they see what we do and they call us. They say, hey, I was with this builder and you're the preferred lender. And they say, well, they will do this much of a credit. So run these numbers. Can you run these numbers for me? Because maybe I got pre-approved with a national online lender and the builder doesn't necessarily like to work with them and they'd prefer they work with us locally. So yeah, absolutely. We do that all the time.
Oh, that's perfect.
And if we see some numbers that are scary low, then I would ask for more information. That's the big thing because everybody gets their money from the same place. If it's traditional financing, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, to loop back to our earlier talk, VA, FHA. I mean, the other thing builders like about us is we can lock in an interest rate for up to a year.
Yeah.
And then in the last 45 days, rates improve, you get the improved rate. So,
well, I think that's what, you know, I mean, you've definitely earned a lot of respect from the Kenmore team and us because there's been a number of those times where clients have called you and said things, you know, to you or they've gone and they've applied with you and you've called me and said, hey, XYZ client, they're not going with me. They're still buying the house, but they're getting their loan with this other entity. And I'll be like, oh, well, what happened? And you're like, they are just getting the craziest, best deal I've ever seen. Like
from I know what you're talking about. It was a 5% down jumbo loan from some bank in the Midwest.
But it's just refreshing to have somebody be an advisor and say, like, hey, these are the things I could do, but man, you are really nailing it over here.
Yep.
Like, this is good for you. So I appreciate that probably as much as anything else. Last thing as we wrap up here, we're coming to the end of our time, but just if there was one thing you can say, not necessarily a mistake or something that people should do, but during the application process or buying a house and working with you as a lender, if there's one like mistake or expectation you see people get wrong, what comes to mind?
Well, the big thing is to educate yourself. I mean, when you were asking the question, I was thinking before listening to the whole thing, right? And I said, educate yourself. I like when people call up and they say, yeah, we found a house and, you know, we want to get pre-approved. And I said, well, what's the address? And what's the price? And how much are you going to put down? And what does your credit look like? I like to tell them ahead of time before we go through all those things, like, oh, well, you can expect a payment of around $2,400. $2,400?
Yeah.
Or only $2,400? I thought it would be more than that, you know?
Right.
Because people get in their minds, they think they know. They hear all these worst case scenarios. Oh, rates are in the eights and they're going up, and you know it's like, oh, and the Fed talked and they're going to push up rates higher. Well, those aren't mortgage rates,
right?
Those are different rates, and so they don't know what we know a lot of the time. And so talk to a local advisor and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing, you know, what do you think a payment would be on a $400,000 house with 10% down with 750 credit?
Yep.
You know, no, oh, well, let's run numbers. Do you have a specific house in mind? What's that address? To give them a good idea. And then, yeah, okay, I talked to my spouse and we're good with that. We'd like to proceed. Okay, yep. Educate.
Okay, I love it, folks. You heard it here first on the lending side and the real estate side. Put in some of the time to get the education you need to make a well-educated decision.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, love having you in on the show. It's a crazy market. It's great to see you still out there killing it and helping people get homes purchased and get into homes. So thank you for everything you guys do.
Absolutely.
And John, we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house.